720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us, excited to have Vice President of Business Lead for Turkey and Value-Added Pet for Cargill Protein, that has 36 processing facilities in the U.S. and Canada, 28,000 employees, the one and only Matt Goodson. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you on. This is the times when people are enjoying and talking food. It's been one of the great food weekends, 4th of July. For all those reasons on the independent side and recognition, people celebrate with food and with turkey now, because with the National Turkey Federation, Turkey Smoke, and of course, you know, National Turkey Lovers Month just happening. The word is out. The turkey is great for grilling and is a year-round ready food for families. So turkey's kind of getting a high profile these days.
Absolutely, Dane. You know, it's a really versatile protein that performs incredibly well on a number of different apparatuses, so either grills or within smokers.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, apparatus. But here's part of it, and I want to get your thoughts. This is what you do all day, every day on the turkey side, not only, you know, helping to make it and produce it and have it ready for people to get at their grocery stores, but also to kind of, you know, talk about some of the different ways that people are enjoying it. As a guy, a radio guy for many, many years, have done that, you know, that Butterball Turkey Hotline thing where people are just afraid and terrified and, you know, just intimidated, right, when it comes to turkey. Is that part of what you think? And I think part of the things that we're trying to help share the message that it doesn't have to be. There's so many great and easy approachable ways to enjoy turkey, is that over the years, as much as we love Thanksgiving, it's been intimidating.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And generally speaking, you know, most people, when they think about turkey, they have a lot of concerns about it being too dry, or I just don't know how to prepare it. And the beautiful thing about turkey, and particularly during the summer, is that whether you're grilling or smoking, there's really no wrong way to go about it. And there's a ton of different opportunities from a product perspective, whether you're feeding just your small family or yourself, all the way up to large gatherings. But at the end of the day, turkey is incredibly versatile. It takes on a lot of great flavors. And really, if you take just a little bit of time to prepare, you can create tremendous meals that are sure to please everybody at your table this summer.
Yeah, I mean, when you own an entire holiday when it comes to the food space and Thanksgiving, you know that you're ahead of the game in a bunch of different ways, but there's so many other days on the calendar to enjoy it. I think of it the same way, and this happened with pork and pork chops maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, where people had that same perception where, you know, they think about grandma's pork chops and they were always like super thin and dry, and people just didn't have that insight on the culinary side and a little bit of inspiration and direction to be able to produce, you know, big juicy foods that people could really enjoy. And I think turkey is really there too. I got some of the pictures, you know, from Cargill and some of the things that you guys are doing, showing sort of the different ways away from the Norman Rockwell kind of turkey picture, you know, where you've got sort of a Triscuit sandwich, probably a turkey brisket sandwich, some stuff on the grills, some different ways to produce and prepare some of the different cuts in the legs and thighs and things like that. It looks really, really great.
Yeah, and you know, in my house, Dana, during the week, turkey for us is a must-have, and the ways that we're able to prepare it during the week when we have a little bit less time, you know, we really rely on the grill, and for us, it's all about turkey burgers and turkey sausages. Turkey brats and Italian sausages, they take on just some great flavors, they've got a great amount of fat, and are really easy to prepare, you know, in under 10, 15 minutes, and turkey burgers are the same. They're a great alternative to beef, and the product has really come a long way in the last few years with just being able to hold a lot more moisture and flavor, and can really be done quite simply and fit well with any menu that you have during the week. To your point, when I think about weekends and bigger gatherings, you know, this weekend for 4th of July, we've got a small group of people coming over, and I'm going to smoke an entire turkey. And the beauty of smoking turkeys and different parts, whether it's drums or thighs, is that they're really forgiving in smokers. So even an amateur can be set up for success when they look at doing turkey parts and whole birds and even bone-in breasts. And they're quite quick, relatively speaking, compared to a brisket or even some of the other larger pork shoulders. They're relatively time-efficient as well. So, you know, for weekend gatherings, there's nothing better than smoked turkey. And on the weekdays, utilizing your grill for great turkey brats and burgers is a home run. You really can't miss.
You bring up the smoking thing, and this is something that is well known in the barbecue world, and that's one of the things. Hats off to the people at Turkey Smoke and Turkey Federation for kind of making some of those just more well known, because the barbecue community knows it. They love it, and I got to say, for the listeners too, smoked turkey, this is the way to go. I mean, it is absolutely an incredible way to enjoy turkey, and you don't have any of those issues that you have with it drying out or any of the kind of challenges that people have when it comes to Thanksgiving turkey. And it's the kind of thing that you can enjoy year round. We always laugh, you know, at Thanksgiving. We're like, we love this. This is so great. Why aren't we doing this every week? Well, because, you know, there's this perception that it's hard. You bring up the burgers, and this is kind of where turkey, you know, has, it's sort of a double-edged sword. You think you can't have it both ways. When those first came out years ago, it was sort of a compromise. It was like a way to have a boat, and I'm doing the air quotes here, a burger, but still get the health that you get with turkey and all that. So talk a little bit about, from the production side, you mentioned that there's, with new advancements in ways to have the turkey be more juicy, more flavorful. Like how does that happen? Is it through seasoning, or is it through something that you're doing with the birds themselves?
It's a combination of both. And so when we think about our turkey burgers and our sausages specifically, we're able to process those products from the right raw materials off of the bird, particularly the darker meats that do contain a lot more flavor, a lot more fat. That's similar to what you would get in a beef burger experience. And so, you know, first is selecting the right raw materials to produce the burgers, and that we take a lot of time to develop. The second piece that's really critical is texture. And so making sure that we remove all the bones and we can process those burgers so you get, you know, a nice meaty texture as opposed to something that maybe feels a bit overprocessed. And you touched on the last piece, which is about the seasoning. And most of our burgers today all come pre-seasoned, just lightly enough so it maintains that moisture through the grilling process. And I think those three combinations really, really have taken turkey burgers from what have been seen as a frozen item in the freezer aisle that you kind of have in your freezer for a long time and pull them out every now and again. Right. You can absolutely treat the whole family with fresh turkey burgers, and they perform, you know, as well or not better than beef in many cases.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I mean, it's great to see that. You knew that there'd be ways to do it. It's nice to see sort of the forces of communication kind of mobilized to help share that message. So as we let you go, and we're going to have some links up at WGNradio.com, some pictures of some of that great food as inspirations for what people can do and what turkey can mean for them, of course, this weekend, and then 365 days a year. You don't need to wait till Thanksgiving. But if you've got some information, social media, you know, any place where people can keep up with everything going on with you.
Yeah, you bet. We operate the Honeysuckle White brand here at Cargill that we're incredibly proud of. It's been rooted in the Midwest for a number of years. There's fantastic products, as we talked about, that really can meet any need, whether it's the grill or the smoker. And, you know, my favorite thing about turkey is that it's just so versatile, and with a little bit of prep and care, you can produce phenomenal meals for you and your friends and your family with very little effort. So, I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to come on and chat with you.
Yeah, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. Matt, thanks for everything that you're doing, carrying the torch for turkey, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dane. Appreciate it. You guys have a happy 4th.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the kind of thing. Greg Grempe, of course, from the Barbecue Central show, said that he has some turkey on the grill as well. And so we got some insight and some inspiration, but that's not all of it. If you listened a little bit earlier in the program, we've got a great giveaway from the Turkey Smoke folks. And so here's some of the items that we're going to have that we'll be able to give away, you know, over the next couple minutes here. We're going to have a Turkey Smoke insulated bag. It's like a cooking bag. You can actually put like the turkey breast in there, maybe the whole turkey, depending on the size. And it kind of cooks it, kind of holds in the juices and does all of that kind of stuff that you want when you're going to go ahead and smoke your turkey. Then a Turkey Smoke basting brush. I'm not sure that maybe other than the logo, you could probably use it to baste almost anything. So I'm not saying that you have to use it specifically for turkey. You could probably put other things in the bag too. That's up to you. And then a Turkey Smoke koozie. Now this has nothing to do with the turkey itself. It's just probably got a cool logo on it and keeps your beverage cold, right? Because nothing goes great with turkey better than maybe a cool beverage of whatever thing that you like. And then the Turkey Smoke Stress Reliever Turkey. Now this, and I've seen one of these, they actually physically resemble, well, not a real turkey, more like a cartoon turkey, but you can grab it and squish it, and you can keep, if there's any stress, let's say if you're you know, a long cook time and you want to, kind of work out some stress, maybe if you've got other problems and you want to go ahead and squish your turkey, you can go ahead and do that with the Turkey Smoke Stress Reliever. The other thing And these other items are great, but coming with it too is a Weber iGrill 2. Now, this is a thermometer, and people will tell you this is one of the most important things, regardless of what it is that you're cooking, is the thermometer. So this is a precision thermometer that has the ability to monitor and app connected. So it'll go right to your phone with up to four meats, and you'll get this too. So somebody is going to get all of these things. And Ro, our great producer in there, has got, we tried to think, like, what could we do? Obviously, people are inspired. They're going to want to go and make some turkey, but we want to keep people educated too on the turkey. You are what you eat. You got to know what you eat. So Ro, give us the question.
Okay. So the question is, what is the average speed that a turkey can run?
The average speed. So this isn't necessarily like the Olympic gold medalist turkey. These are just your basic turkey, what you could expect to see from them.
Absolutely. And we got three options.
Okay.
So we got, do they run 10 miles an hour? Is it 25 miles per hour? Or is it 55 per mile?
So 10 miles an hour, or 25 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
or 55 miles an hour.
Or 55 miles an hour.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And so I think we're going to do it's because it's July 4th. It'll be the fourth caller that has and knows, you know, the answer to that. And I'm going to preview the next segment that we're going to do. And I think over the course of the commercial break in the news, Ro's going to be answering that. And we're going to announce it a little bit later on in the program. Here's what you're going to win: a turkey smoke insulated bag, turkey smoke basting brush, turkey smoke koozie, which is like a can holder and keeps your beverage cold, and the turkey smoke stress reliever turkey. And then, of course, you're going to also get the Weber iGrill 2. You don't have to use it on turkey. You certainly can use it on turkey, but it'll keep monitor up to four meats, and it is app connected. It'll do it to your phone as well, and you'll go ahead and be able to monitor all of your meats, including turkey and three other ones, or maybe four turkeys. You can do that as well. So coming up a little bit after, and 312-981-7200, and the fourth caller that's got the right answer to that. And the question, one more time with the question, Ro, as far as it was the average turkey speed, correct?
Yep. What is the average speed a turkey can run? Is it 10 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour, or 55 miles an hour?
All right. It's going to be one of those. We're going to take a break for news in just a minute, and then we're going to come back. We got some great racing stuff, and of course, we'll give away our prize. So keep it here, Dane, 720 WGN.